The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What if you end up dating your ex-girlfriend's roommate?
Your ex?
Is this a hypothetical or?
Sure, let's call it a hypothetical.
Can't be done, huh?
The switch?
The switch.
Can't be done.
When I would go to Madison, I would either stay with my who's in a frat, or I would stay with her, because we were still really friendly.
I wonder.
Do you realize in the entire history of Western civilization, no one has successfully accomplished the roommate switch?
You know, one thing leads to another. You start talking with a roommate, and next thing you know, you're dating the roommate.
How was your ex about this?
I think she was weirded out at first.
Yeah.
Nah, we can't do it. Who are we kidding? It's impossible. It's true. You can't do the switch. Nobody can do the switch.
Just so you know, Gabe, nobody else is getting away with that.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Only Gabe.
It's a stupid idea to begin with. Let's face it. I'm stuck with the non-laugher, and that's that.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running around. She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his.
There are some things I haven't thought about in years. Like, hasn't entered my sphere, my world, in years. And I was thinking about this because yesterday, you said two words to me, Gabe, in text form.
Okay.
That I haven't thought about, heard about, considered in years. Pink. When's the last time you thought, before yesterday, when's the last time you thought about pink eye?
In fairness, I would say maybe 3 weeks ago.
What?
Because my buddy's child had pink eye.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I have children.
Yes.
And I haven't thought about pink eye. Yeah, there's other things you worry about in the school system, hand, foot, and mouth, just that
lice.
Constant... Lice. We haven't had a lice hit in a long
Chewy
time.
Chewy is living in constant fear of lice. Constant.
Rent-free yeah. in his brain.
Is there a traumatic story in your childhood,
yes,
big
I
guy?
Ya. Me and Frank used to... Frank Winters, number 52 in your program, number one in your heart.
Every time.
We used to go to Cost Cutters when we played.
Yeah.
Because we are cheap.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we went
cutters.
In there, put our names in, and there was this probably 8-year-old kid... getting his hair cut before us, so he leaves, and I forget who's up next, me or Frank, and the lady takes out this spray bottle and just starts dousing the chair. And we go, do you do that after every haircut? We've never seen that before. Like, oh, no, he had lice. And we're like, I'm out!
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, when you were a kid, did you have lice?
No.
Just that one time, that one thought of potentially getting lice at Cost Cutters has scarred you for life.
Hold on. But with five kids, the school would always send out warnings that a kid in the class had lice. And it's actually better to not wash your hair uh-huh. than to wash your hair to prevent lice.
Lice prefer clean hair.
Thank you, Josh.
Chaser had
you
lice
could hit
once.
The button, but that was good enough.
And it was dreadful. It's dreadful.
Yeah, I had lice once.
But not lice. Pink eye.
Oh, can I ask, people turn your radios down or whatever.
Yeah, I might turn you down.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Please, no.
What's the difference
I knew it. No, I knew it. I knew that's where he was going. God dang it.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
You have a laptop.
Yeah. As to say, the transmission, most likely.
But it's the same thing? I mean, the easy fix, Jen, the easy fix is to just shave everything.
I don't know the answer to this. I'm going to mute you. You've been muted. This is like around the horn. Let's mute him for 30 seconds.
I think a lot of listeners have the same exact question.
Can we get to the pink eye?
Yep. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear pink eye?
Well, now.
Brad Nordman.
Someone doesn't wipe well.
Correct. You're not wiping properly. Because that's where you get pink eye.
See, that's where you get it.
I wanted to stay away from that part of it. I know, but, I know.
You can't talk about one without the other.
I know.
How contagious is it, too? I don't think it's real.
Very contagious.
Nah.
If you have multiple kids and one kid has it, it's getting spread.
So, which brings me to my next point, the next layer of this. So Brad Nordman, for those who didn't hear this yesterday on KBN in the afternoon, came to work yesterday wearing sunglasses. What do you think he is, Ray Charles? And one of our bosses, Brian D., told him to go home once he revealed that he was wearing the sunglasses because he had pink eye. Brad Nordman sits right there in that chair, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Sits right where you're sitting.
Yep.
Are you concerned at all that the pink eye jumped from his eye to the microphone that you are now 3 inches from?
Yeah. So he didn't sit here yesterday because they sent him home before that. But it'd be the day before. Like when they told the story yesterday on KBN, like Ben noticed something in his eye the day before. So if I'm going to get it, I'm screwed. Because if he had it on Wednesday,
too late.
I sat here yesterday, unbeknownst to all this information. So yes, I am now at risk because Brad Nordman thought he was being selfless and a hero. Mm-hmm. In actuality, was being selfish and showed up for work with pink
eye. Can you lice all that sucker? Can you like...
I mean, I don't think pink eye just lives in perpetuity on that surface.
Does it? I don't know.
But I would assume...
The COVID thing has messed me up. I don't know how long stuff exists on surfaces. I don't know what, kills stuff. I don't know how resilient things are.
Bleach kills everything.
Well,
yeah, but isn't pink eye worth 3 days off? Or no?
Well,
silence? You're going to get pink eye, but you get 3 days off. I think you have to at least consider it.
Consider what? Giving yourself pink eye?
To get 3 days off?
So you can get 3 days off. But, like, here's the thing. Like,
I know you look like a goblin.
Well, no.
That's a trade-off.
But, Chewy, for us, like, Brad still did his show yesterday. Like, for us and what we do, like, you're not here in the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studios. Like, we have become, because of COVID, more mobile, more remote. We can do things more in different places. So if you had pink eye, guess what? You're not getting off work, pal.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean... People don't want to look at that on screen.
You're far enough away. Throw some sunglasses on. You're fine.
We have breaking news.
JohnHopkins.org. The virus can survive on surfaces for up to 2 weeks.
Oh, Gabe, you're screwed, Gabe. Gabe, go get some sunglasses. Well,
do we have any disinfectant anywhere?
It's too late.
There's some Listerine in the bathroom. I bet if you sprinkle that stuff like holy water.
Take one of Jen's toothbrushes.
Exactly.
Scrub that microphone down.
Gabe, it's done.
How have we not already done this?
I asked. I don't know. It might have happened. No,
I can't believe in good
0%
faith.
Chance
in good
it
faith,
happened.
In good faith, you can actually say that out loud. How?
Gabe's gonna
We're
be
putting
all through
people's
the show
vacations
like,
at risk.
I feel something in my eye.
Gabe is headed to Las Vegas on Sunday.
You know what? Chewy's right. I'm going home.
Why don't you go sit over there?
Nothing safe. Like Jen, you stay here. You brave it out. I'm going home. That's it. Yeah, I'm out.
Exactly. This is like when we were trying to work angle to get the one day a week off. Joshy, you do the show. It's a privilege.
Oh, just me and Chewy.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll sit back here.
And an honor. So pink eye is something I haven't thought about in years, but yesterday you guys sent it out in the text chain saying that Brad Nordman had pink eye, and now Gabe should be at least conscious of the connection that he sits there and you sit there, and Joshy just rolled the breaking news open and sounder and told us that it can live for 2 weeks. So I think you need to go get something.
Yeah, I'm gonna start looking up chicks everywhere.
Joshy.
It's freaking you out, right? It's freaking him out. Exactly. If he wasn't going to Vegas on Sunday, you'd probably like, I'll risk it, biscuit. But if you're leaving for Vegas, and he already came in with senioritis, by the way.
Yeah,
Chew, didn't you say you were talking to him on the phone?
Out.
And
he was
like,
done on Wednesday.
I don't really want to be here. I would rather be in Vegas golfing. And folks are weighing in, giving us information on crabs. Chew.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to read these before I say them out loud, though, so give me a minute. What did you find? Some wipes?
Joshy.
Yes.
massive herpes.
Can you
cold
zoom
sore
in on him as he's
eye.
Cleaning that microphone? There we go. Get in there with that camera.
What would you choose? A massive cold sore to go to Vegas, herpes like, or pink eye?
It feels like the pink eye, at least you can cover with the
yes,
sunglasses.
I totally agree.
But if he's going to be around other people, Gabe would never do that. Gabe would not ever risk infecting others with the pink eye. The only way he's passing on the cold sore is if he's making out with his golf buddies.
Yeah, but that's a bad
Things
look.
Get crazy on the course sometimes.
Yeah, what happens
pops.
In Vegas stays in Vegas. And whatnot. Look at him cleaning over there like a merry maid.
Gabe, it's too late. It's been
he,
there for 2 weeks.
He can't hear you, too, but I think it's too late, especially since Wednesday was the first sign.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Would you
Did
still
we lose
go?
Our cleaning
Would
crew?
You still go? Like if tomorrow your eye started itching, no. got a little, you wouldn't.
No, well, because like I'm not going to be able to see. I mean, who knows how long it takes me to get like whatever the drops, so it doesn't become, you know. So once you get the drops, I think you're still contagious for 24 to 48 hours. Like I don't want to be that person that sits next to somebody on an airplane. And, like, no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd sit out.
Good guy, threesome Gabe. Won't get on an airplane with pink eye. What if you went and got the drops today? Is there any chance that you could say, hey, I'm pretty sure I was in close proximity to somebody who had pink eye. Can I get some drops as a preventative measure?
Do they do that?
I don't know. Yes. I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't think they just dole out antibiotics in a maybe so case.
If you got a guy.
Do you have a guy? Chewie's always got a guy. Yeah. You can get anything. Amoxicillin, I got some penicillin, I got some.
So Gabe Viagra. Is right, 24 hours after starting antibiotics is when you are no longer contagious.
I will say this is why I don't let my kids touch my face. No, that's not true. It's because I'm vain. But
but it sounds good if I put it that way.
I'm glad you said it. None of us wanted to.
But it does. It is an added benefit. Like, I don't want my kids coming home from school, whatever they've been touching, grimy tables, all the things, and then sticking their hands in my face. And my theory is I don't want my face to break out, right? Like, I take very measured care of my skin. The last thing I want is the germies all over my face. But this is a benefit. You know, if they're bringing pink eye home or something that would, you know, have that effect, I feel like that's a good thing, too.
I think the whole contagious thing is garbage. Because if someone had it, like Nortman has it, then if it was uber contagious, everyone in the office would have it. So you can't call
it's
it
not
uber
really
contagious.
You have to have come in contact with something he touched and transferred onto.
Yeah.
That's like...
So it's a matter
it's
of...
It's germ theory.
Yeah. Touching
Alexander
his
Fleming.
Eye, touching something else, you touching that, you touching your eye...
Why do I feel like Aaron Rodgers was talking about germ theory the other day? Was that on that list of things? Is that on that list of things that he was talking
Probably.
About on that podcast? Lots of folks weighing in with their reactions already this morning. David saying Gabe and Brad Nortman are now mortal pink eye enemies.
Oh, 100, like I used to like Brad. I mean, Brad, one of our newer teammates here on ESPN Milwaukee, really liked the job he was doing in the afternoons, and now, like I have been looking forward to this trip. Doing it every year. And if I end up missing this trip because of him, like, we're going to have to do something.
What?
We're coming up with something
Fight?
For repercussions.
Fight?
Like no, germ warfare. Germ warfare.
What's that?
I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Sounds like a federal offense.
Like, what is that? It's not a bio. What is biochem? What is it? Where you...
Biochemical warfare.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. Illegal. Yeah. Geneva Convention. There is a convention for it.
Josh, you killing the Jeopardy category over here. Good Lord. Let's see. You can get pink eye drops and you don't need a prescription. That from Clint in Lancaster.
Yeah,
will you go to Walgreens today, see if you can get some pink eye drops in case?
But you have to contact your doctor. Because like
he
the doctor,
you don't need a prescription.
So they just have pink eye drops in Walgreens?
I think what he's trying to say is there's some sort of preventative or some sort of helping that isn't quite antibiotics.
Okay.
So if I were you, I would just go, just start popping them. Who cares?
Do not take that chance. Figure out what it is and just... Start taking care of that. What do you mean?
Well, it's like my wife. You know, she takes airborne like 12 hours before the flight. I'm like, airborne's not going to work. You got to take airborne like 10 days before the flight.
Well, that's why I take my immunity shots every day. Not shot like a shot in the arm, but shot like a shot. You know, the drinks. You see me do the drinks every day.
What's an immunity drink?
It's a shot.
She's got, what do you have, that turmeric?
Yeah, it's ginger,
and
lemon.
What are you trying to prevent colds?
Yeah, it boosts your immunity. Yeah, all of the things. Again, when you have three kids in school, they're bringing everything home.
I remember those days.
Yeah, so I take an immunity shot every day because I can't afford to be sidelined.
Yeah.
With pink eye or whatever. Clint saying, hey, just don't touch your face and keep your hands clean. Yes, we agree that those are the preventative measures that everyone should be taking to avoid pink eye. You know what I have to rethink, Joshy? My road trip partners.
Yeah.
I listed yesterday Brad Nortman as one of my top three road trip partners. You know where you're definitely getting pink eye? In the confines of a car from New York to L.A.
Everyone says the don't touch your face thing. And then I got pink eye once, and you realize how much you do touch your eye without even thinking about it because you have an itch, something gets in it, and the next thing you know, like, well, I probably shouldn't be doing that. So, yeah, it's easier said than done.
Let's keep an eye, wink, wink, on each other throughout the show and see if anybody touches their face. Just like you were saying, the habit that you don't even realize you're doing.
Yeah, it's like a thing you don't even it's like breathing. You just do it.
Like,
and you're
my
like,
right eye has already started to water.
Look, you already lost the bet, Chewy.
Well, okay. If we had Chewy's whiteboard, we could mark down Chewy 1.
You're out. This is like the Seinfeld bet. You have to come and drop your money on the
table.
He's
kind of like Kramer. Makes sense.
All right, Gabe, we're going to be crossing our fingers and saying some prayers for you. T's and P's for Gabe. Hopefully he doesn't get pink eye from that microphone that Brad Nortman sat near 2 days ago.
I'm hoping the microphone condom protects me and save me in the end.
Speaking of crabs, Jen, you never read what the difference is there.
I was going to read it offline. It's lengthy.
Okay.
The person went to great lengths to give us...
They're just different forms of lice. That's it. It's as easy as that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One's... They're just different. But they're both lice.
They're different, but they're similar.
Same, but different.
We got to get to Jason Wilde. I'm sure he has no interest in talking about this.
No.
I'm sure our loyal listeners would love for us to pivot to the Green Bay Packers. So we will do that with Jason Wilde right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? A succession plan that benefits business owners and employees from full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurpose obligation financing, and seller note refinancing. ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Ready, down, hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Always great to check in with our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Always great, even if I come to work with pink eye like Brad Nortman.
Well, but you would never do that. You're in the Gabe camp of, like, thinking of others.
True.
Yeah.
I think Brad is a very thoughtful guy.
We also agree. We agree.
Well, okay. Well, but here's the thing, Jason. Like, when you're the new guy, like, you've got to set a high standard. He's still the new guy. And now he decided to come to work and, you know, put everybody else at risk. Like, that's a huge mark against him, and it's going to take him some time to now overcome this. Yes, we'll see if it was just a temporary lapse of judgment or if it's a larger character flaw. Like, he doesn't have enough built up.
You're right, and it's like when you came to work with strep throat in your first year at GKB when you were 7 years old.
You know, or when Tausch tried to show up to work.
Oh, yeah, couldn't talk.
That's still one of my favorite drops of him saying, I feel fine.
Fantastic.
And it's like the worst thing you've ever heard.
I definitely texted someone on the drive home and was like, why is Tausch on the air right now? What is happening here? Meanwhile, we got Chewy over here who said that pink eye is worth it if you get 3 days off of work, which got us thinking, Jason, what sports could you play with pink eye? So Gabe, go ahead and give him your line of thinking.
Well, so, you know, so I start immediately thinking of individual sports, right? So, tennis, I don't know if you can do tennis because you're grabbing the tennis ball and those tennis balls are in and out of circulation. So, your opponent could still grab the tennis ball, put them at risk. The only one I can think of is swimming. Like, there should be enough gap, in between the lanes. Ooh. You're wearing goggles, so you've got some protection of the eye there.
You can't see anyway.
Yeah.
Golf. You can golf.
Well, so, yes, if you're walking.
Yeah.
And you don't take the pen out.
Yeah, somebody else would have to take the, else would have to grab the pen, which is fine. But if I'm walking by myself, yes, I could.
Yeah.
But in the instance that's happening for me going to Vegas, like, we're going to be in carts.
Yeah, of course.
So... Why I wouldn't be able to.
Ball?
If you have your own ball.
Yeah, but hitting the pins, the balls touch each other.
The pins?
Well, no, I mean, the balls touching each other in, like, the ball return area.
Yeah.
Running? Okay. Could you do it in, like, track and field? Assuming you're not doing a relay.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, is there enough gap if you're doing, like, a sprint? You know what I'm saying? If you're running 200, there's probably enough because you've had the staggered start around the corner.
You're not supposed to, impede anyone else's, be in anyone else's lane. Maybe. But once you get to the distance ones, you're all kind of globbed up together.
Yeah.
So we've settled on sprints in track and field. Anything? And swimming.
In swimming.
Jason, which safety are they going to sign?
I don't know. That's a great question. There sure are a lot to choose from, aren't there?
Well, one question real quick, though, Jason. Does Micah Hyde have anything left in the tank because he is a free agent? And I thought he would be a good transition guy to allow a younger safety to develop. Is that a good theory?
Yeah,
he'd
be great. It's a great theory. And he is one of my all-time favorite players that I've covered. He won a Tom Mulhern Award for his departure for Buffalo. My default setting has always been, and last year you could argue it proves that I am, I have an antiquated view of the NFL and it's a young man's game, but I want at least some veterans on my team, and more than they had last season. And I know the offense really got humming in the second half of the year with very few veterans, and I understand that I'm arguing a point that is very hard to argue based on their success last season. But I still want some of those types of guys in the locker room. I still think that as good as Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft and Ben Sims were, I still think there would have been value to having Mercedes Lewis in their locker room for another year, right? Those types of players. And so I think Micah Hyde is an example of that kind of guy who could really help, an Anthony Johnson Jr. or if they draft a safety or two. But I think the market would tell you that there's going to be some guys who have a lot more left than Micah does at this point that are going to be available and aren't going to cost the sun, the moon, and the stars. So I do think they're going to sign a veteran safety. I think they've got all kinds of choices now. I just don't know which one, I just don't know enough about Halfley and what he's looking for, because his brilliant description of his ideal safety, even he admitted at the end of it that he had described the perfect player.
Yeah, Ed Reed. He's looking for Ed Reed.
Guys. Yeah, exactly. Troy Polamalu, if he's available, what he's done with Head and Shoulders commercials, right? So I don't know exactly what they most value. They want someone who can tackle very consistently and comes after the ball carrier with his hair on fire, quote. At the same time, they want somebody who's a ball hawk and can take the ball away. Well, sometimes, and this is the problem with the safety position, sometimes that's an either-or proposition, right? Like, I think Darnell Savage's track record would tell you that he can take the ball away. His tackling was inconsistent, especially when he was playing in Joe Barry's system. So not having a great feel for what exactly Halfley's looking for makes it hard for me to know which of these many, many, many safeties that are now available he will want Goody to target.
Jason, do you believe the starting five offensive linemen for 2024 are currently under contract for the Packers?
I do. I believe that left to right, it's going to be Rashid Walker, Elton Jenkins, Josh Myers, Sean Ryan, and Zach Tom. I do think that there's a distinct possibility. You know, Tausch and I were talking to Tanner Bordellini yesterday, and there's a lot of tackles that have first-round grades. He's an interior lineman, obviously, but, you know, if you're at 25, and I remember, you know, Bulaga obviously does a lot with a lot of us, and we love him as a teammate now, but I remember he was, like, in the discussion to be a top five or top 10 pick, and when he was available to the Packers in 2010, that was a coup. Right, and that was it. Obviously, worked out great because Tausch had an injury 4 or 5 games into the season, and Bulaga takes over, and he ends up being the youngest player to ever start a Super Bowl and plays a decade at that position. Deals with some ACLs, obviously, but that turned out to be a great pick. They didn't necessarily desperately need him on draft day, but obviously they had two aging tackles, so it made sense. Now they've got, you know, kind of a unproven option at left tackle. So if you see one of those guys still sitting there at 25, I don't care what your other needs are. I think that that's really smart, and I do think it's a need. I don't have anything against Rashid Walker. I know they like him. Obviously, I have some experience with seventh round picks who become longtime starters at tackle in this league, but I'm still not completely sold on him. And I wonder if the coaches are either.
Jason, we've talked a lot on this program and on you guys on others about the safeties and how there are so many free agent safeties available now, and it's sort of a coup for the Green Bay Packers. So I was looking at the 33rd team, which is a group, obviously, of former GMs and guys who are affiliated with the league, and they put together their mock draft. And I know that these don't have a ton of significance, but they're fun to talk about. Their suggestion for who the Packers take with the 25th overall pick is Cooper DeJean, a cornerback from Iowa. And their reason for that is the lack of, I'm going to quote them here, the lack of secondary talent on the Packers roster. Would you be surprised if they went cornerback or a Cooper DeJean with the 25th pick?
No, and he's a guy that could play both those spots. I know they obviously spent some time with him at the scouting combine. They do have a lot of history with Iowa players. They really like Kirk Ferentz's guys. Obviously, they don't draft many on the offensive side of the ball, but no one does. I'd be curious to see, you know, if, I mean, one of the problems here is that they used a first-round pick not that long ago at corner, and that has not panned out, right? I mean, Eric Stokes, you know, he had a relatively strong finish to his rookie year, and then obviously his 2022 season was cut short by the foot and knee injuries, and then this past season he gets activated off PUP from the foot injury, and then he has two hamstring injuries basically back to back and barely plays. So you don't know if you can count on him. You don't know exactly what headspace and where Jair Alexander is at. Again, I hate to be a broken record, but you traded a guy who was a pretty darn good football player at the trade deadline because you didn't think you were a contender in Rasul Douglas. You hit on somebody at corner, it appears, in the seventh round in Carrington Valentine. Corey Ballantyne played okay for you. I think he's a free agent, too. And then, obviously, just about everybody and their brother that played safety for you is not under contract. So, yeah, he totally makes sense there. Again, I don't know, you know, how the board is going to fall and if there's going to be a better value pick there. I feel fairly confident that they won't draft a wide receiver, a tight end, or a quarterback in the first round, but I literally think they could go anywhere else on their roster but their first round pick.
Rasul Douglas, who survived the mass exodus of defensive backs by the Buffalo Bills. So congratulations on that, Rasul. All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great weekend.
All right, everybody, take it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you there.
You're fine. Go ahead.
You have a
Say
great weekend.
Thing. Do your thing.
Take care. Be good. I didn't think that was a saying, though.
Were you getting bothered by the fact that we were going back and forth?
No, I just thought it was funny. Right?
You weren't wrong. It was funny.
Craig Karmazin coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee has something bigger, better, and bolder coming the first week of May. Mark your calendars, guys. It's the long-awaited grand opening of their state-of-the-art sports book venue. Gabe is headed to Vegas. I'm sure he'll see a few sports books, assuming he doesn't get the old pink eye, when he is out there. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee's sportsbook is going to rival the Vegas sportsbooks. It's going to be a sports fan's paradise. So mark your calendars for the first week of May. When sports betting in Milwaukee becomes like nothing you have ever seen before, bet big and bet bold at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I am so impressed with Jordan Love, you know, and I think, like, Packers fans should feel so good about Jordan Love.
Fridays with Mo.
I think Rodgers never spoke out and was direct, and Giannis should be praised for being clear so that everyone knows, hey, Giannis told the organization what he wanted.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's
what a treat it is to have Craig Karmazin hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as he does each and every Friday. Good morning, Craig. How are you today?
Good. This is a big weekend. I'm excited.
What do you mean it's a big weekend? What do you got going on?
I'm heading to L.A.
Road trip?
Road trip.
If you were driving to L.A., who from ESPN Milwaukee would you want riding shotgun?
Ooh. Kyle.
Yeah, that was mine.
That was me and Chewy's first round pick too. Kyle's definitely the go-to.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Kyle's.
Who would you not Who would you not consider, Craig? No, I've driven with you. I'm fine. The problem with Craig, you want the problem, and he knows it. Okay, every time, and I've road trip with him numerous times. But he has to put everyone he's talking to on speakerphone, which is very awkward for the person in the passenger seat. Would you agree?
I would agree. I think it goes back to junior high when I like to put people on three-way calls without them knowing, and then they would be on the phone, and I still do it today. Like, when people call me, I just, like, conference them into the call I'm on, and I stop talking, and I then have just those two people talking, and it is quite awkward.
So it has nothing to do with hands-free?
No, it doesn't. It's really just about creating the awkward situations. But L.A., the Milwaukee Bucks have two monster games the next 3 days.
Are you going to be out there today?
I will be out there tonight for the Lakers game on ESPN. Sunday is the Clippers, an early 2 p.m. Central start. And then Saturday, maybe even something that this show would find even more interesting than those two. Have you been checking out Synalysis, the new podcast from Good Karma Brands?
And have been.
We dabble.
So Saturday, scheduled to record Synalysis Antetokounmpo with Jordan Love on Saturday morning.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be a softball fest, right? Or does Thanasis go deep?
What type of hardball questions do you want him to hit Jordan Love with?
How much money do you want in May to re-sign with the Green Bay Packers?
He could ask that. I don't think that's a hardball question.
You don't think so?
I mean, he could give a window.
Would he answer it?
I mean, he'll have some diplomatic answer. I don't think he's going to go, I want $53.2 million.
Yeah, what do you think, Craig? Where would you give, what money would you give Jordan Love? Again, we talked about this, not to be a employee of Good Karma Brands, but would you give him over 50 as quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
The salary cap just keeps going up. I see all these other teams who don't know who their quarterback is. I would give him that unless he wants to take a little less to help the roster. But, yeah, give him $53 million. What's the difference between 48 and 53? Just give it to him.
Craig, are you feeling confident about the Milwaukee Bucks now? Because, obviously, they came out of the All-Star break and rattled off a boatload of wins. Now, the other day, I know they were on the wrong end of the result. But sometimes I wonder a little bit about the talent of the teams that they beat on that stretch. Do you think that this team is just going to be clicking as it continues here to the end of the regular season, or there's still going to be a few bumps in the road?
Oh, I think bumps in the road, right? I think you're still looking at a new coach. You're still looking at a new superstar, which, I mean, LeBron and Dwayne Wade didn't win a championship the first year. Like, so I think there's still going to be bumps, but I think that's why I'm so excited. I love when there's, when they're away from home for a few days, they get some practice time. Like, I'm really interested to see how they respond to that Golden State loss, because they'd won so many games in a row. And I think tonight's going to be really interesting. The Lakers have a lot to play for. The Lakers are tied in that, like, 9-10 play-in spot. So this game means a lot for the Lakers. So it'll be really interesting to see how the Bucks play
but
tonight.
Why did you just give us a cushion? Well, LeBron and Wade didn't win it their first year. Sounds like you're just giving them a cushion. So should we not expect the Bucks to win it all this year? I don't get that.
I don't know that you could ever expect a team to win it all their first year together. I mean, you hope they do, and it was nice to see that the Celtics can lose a game as they did to Denver last night, and they, you know, blew a game that they were up 20 against the Cavs, but I don't know. I don't know that you could expect. I mean, you want them competing and you want them in the Eastern Conference Finals and you hope they're going to win a championship, but I don't know if it's a realistic expectation to just assume they're going to win a championship.
Craig, since they fired Adrian Griffin, what grade would you give them to this point since the firing? A B?
I would call, I mean, if you're going to include the Memphis, I would call it a B+. Just because the defense has just gotten so much better. And that's the thing that we were all looking for, right? That was like, when we were looking at the record, we were like, the defense is just so bad. Like, this team isn't going to be able to beat anybody with this defense. And then to see them play, you know, four straight games. So the whole season, they've had seven games where they've held teams under 100 points. Six of those seven are with Doc Rivers. And they didn't do it against the Clippers, but that may have even been their best defensive game of the year.
Yeah, especially when you factor Giannis wasn't a part of that. Craig, what led to the hiring of the newest teammate who is debuting at the office today, the chief love officer of Good Karma Brands in Sophie?
So I'm petting her right now. And
I feel like we need to be clear. I feel like it's important to distinguish that Sophie is a dog. Okay, Gabe, for people who might not have been aware.
That's fair.
You didn't really give all the details, so Craig petting the newest member of the Good Karma team could have sounded a little strange.
So you're not protective of yourself when you say the weird things and make people uncomfortable, but you're protective of Craig when he starts saying the uncomfortable thing?
That's a great point. I should have just let it go, let it ride as long as it could have.
See, I actually thought you had another kid, Craig, because I don't read the body of emails. I just read the headlines. And if you look at the headline, it's like, wow, how did he get that past everybody?
Same goes for articles we send him, just so you know, Craig.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so Sophie Gable Karmazin is making her debut. About 2 years ago, we read an article about a company, I believe it was Salesforce, and they talked about how they had a golden retriever who was their chief love officer. And at the time, we were considering adopting rescuing Golden. But, you know, I mean, Goldens are sometimes tough to rescue because they're so in demand and blah, blah, blah. So we're like, you know what, we should rescue a Golden and make it our chief love officer. At the same time, we were looking to move into our office and we mentioned it to our landlord and they were like, you know, you can't really have the offices dog friendly, even though some of the building is. We're like, well, what if we had the one dog? They're like, yeah, we'll look the other way on your one dog. I'm like, okay. Let's rescue a dog and make her the chief love officer of the company. Unfortunately, or fortunately, actually fortunately, sorry, Sophie, I didn't mean to say that if you're listening, it ended up that we rescued a puppy, which, you know, she had been in a terrible puppy mill situation in Missouri and blah, blah, blah. So you can't have a puppy in the office. So it has been now 18 months of her working her way up to having her first day in the office, which is going to be today. So we'll see if she provides everything she's been expected to provide as the chief love officer as Sophie makes her debut from 1 to 2 p.m. today at GKB.
What does a chief love officer do?
Wags their tail and just goes over to everyone and looks cute and gets tired after 30 minutes and then just passes out on the floor.
Yeah. She's a good girl. Be a good girl. That is the job of the chief love officer.
She's Chew. She's Chew. After 30 minutes, she's cashed.
Who's the chief poop officer?
Chewy's pretty cuddly also. The what? The chief what?
The chief poop officer? Is that Gabe?
Oh,
who's responsible for cleaning up after the dog?
That GKB is a team sport. I mean, we see how good everyone does on the kitchen.
Wow.
We see how good everyone does on everything else.
Wow.
Like, I'm sure everyone will step up and be great.
So you're outsourcing poop duty to the employees. That's what I'm picking up here.
Right? Teammates. She's a teammate. The dog is a teammate.
I'm going to be in California. I won't even be there. So I'm wishing her luck, but all I want to make sure is that people are still productive and don't think this is an opportunity to not work. So Sophie could, this could be a very short career with GKB if she's too big of a distraction.
So Craig, dogs notoriously, and this is, I don't know if this is fact, but this is a rumor, this is a narrative that is out there, can tell the difference between good people and bad people. Are you going to start noticing who Sophie kind of goes towards and who Sophie avoids, and will that come up in your annual review? I just want to know if I should keep dog treats in my Mary Poppins bag.
No, but I do think Fridays are very strategic, right? Like you hear all this like remote workplace, hybrid stuff. Like at GKB, we actually believe that people should come to work, and you're going to notice like I'm going to be manipulating people so much with this dog because she's so cute. Like, yeah, Sophie's going to be appearing Monday morning from 6:30 to 7:30. Sophie's going to be here Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Like, it's a total manipulation tactic for me to get people to come to work earlier and stay later. I mean, she's being totally manipulated, this dog.
All right, Craig. Well, safe travels to you as you go to L.A. We are obviously pulling for the Bucks and hope that they can get a big win tonight against the Lakers. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, and analysis episodes with Dame Lillard, Malik Beasley, Jay Williams, Donovan Mitchell. Check it out on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast, Thanalysis.
Thanks, Craig. I think I also heard that Thanalysis is going to be live from Pottawatomie, the new broadcast booth, in the next few weeks, months, something along those lines, and that maybe his very, very famous brother will be there with him. Heard details of that this morning on ESPN Milwaukee as I was driving in, so I'm not breaking any news. It is already out there. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
X-Golf located at American Family Field, open year-round. So that's right. Right now, it is open. I was out there earlier this week. They've got the grass growing. You can see what the stadium looks like inside because AmFam Field, X-Golf at American Family Field, it's up in left field. So you could, you know, throughout the course of the winter, so I'm putting up the new scoreboard. Now they're working on the field to make sure it's ready for opening day. So it's just a cool, unique space where, oh, by the way, you can also work on your golf game. Maybe you only have a little bit of time in your day. Book an hour. Book a sim for an hour. Get your swings in. That way, when the golf courses really start opening, your season starts, you're ready to go. Maybe you're looking for a lesson. Maybe you want to get better. With the state-of-the-art simulators and the information that they give, their PGA Pro can make sure your golf game is ready to go this spring. Book your sim at xgolfamfamfield.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wants wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee, with deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. Chewy, why are you starting fights with people at the car wash?
Because of the high sales pressure. You know, you get these, you go to the, all I want to do is go to the car wash, give them my credit card, say, give me the regular wash. But then they try to sell you.
Upsell
the membership. And I go there yesterday, and the guy wouldn't take no for an answer. I had to say no three times to where I finally said, bro, I said no, let it go.
Did you call him bro?
He got all sensitive.
Did you really call him bro?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. And then he got all sensitive. And my thing is, and I text you guys right after, if you're going to do the hard sell and just be persistent, then you shouldn't be sensitive when I give you the hard no. Do you agree?
Yeah, because at this point, doesn't everybody know, like, wherever you go, they're going to have a membership, a club you can join, a credit card. Like, I know wherever I go, and I am going to be giving you money in exchange for whatever, like, there's going to be opportunity. Oh, do you want to join this club? Oh, do you want to sign up for our credit card? Like, at that point, I know everywhere I go has those opportunities. If I want it, I'm probably going to ask you about it.
So I'm thinking about the hard sell that I've gotten recently at various places. One, went out to dinner the other night. The waitress, we're finished with our meal. We're all clearly ready to go. Can I interest you this evening in any coffee or dessert? No, no, thank you. Oh, maybe you could take some home with you. I'm sure that, no, we're good. You know, like that was a bit of a hard sell, but you know, you just persistently say no. But nobody, and I mean nobody, sells you harder than the gas station pump. The pump at the gas station that is like, would you like the 2 for Pepsi deal? We've got these hot dogs spinning on the wheel. Would you, as you're just like pushing button, no, thank you. No, would you like a receipt? Also, no. How about a car wash? Also, no. Like, I literally just want the gas and not a hassle. And now you're hassling me.
It is 2 degrees out here, gas station pump. I want to go back inside.
Yeah, and then they have the scam, because sometimes we need the gas receipt for business write-offs with Ange. Oh. And the ones that say, oh, come inside to see the register for a receipt, that's a scam. That's like, oh, we want you to come in here and walk around and buy some more crap. I mean, we're not stupid.
Well.
You know, with the, and then there should be safe places. The gym should be a safe place. And instead, because the gym I belong to down here is pretty big, and I've been there for, I don't know, probably a year now. Now you have people in the gym trying to sell their crap to
you're getting a sales pitch at the gym?
Like, I had a guy want me to buy solar panels for the house.
And but I'm like, as you're doing your curls, you're sitting there and the guy's like giving you the business of...
So, you know what? And it's on me. Because I thought at the time, all right, let's set up a meeting just to go away. But then he was persistent, and I had to get to the point like, bro, my wife is not putting solar panels on the roof. And then he got sad. And then he just gives me a high now instead of talking to me. I'm like,
you know why that is? It's because you reek rich. You
what's
reek.
That?
You reek rich.
No, I mean, when he goes to the gym, he just reeks.
Sure.
Because he's worn the same shirt every day.
Also true, but he reeks rich. Like, people see you and they're like, that's a guy with a little bit of coin in his pocket. That's a guy who I could get to bite on some solar panels.
They need to listen to this show more often, because I've got a feeling that if Chewy went to the...
That tonight's going to be a good night?
Thank you. But no, if Chewy were to go to the car wash, and instead of getting the regular, get the Supreme wash, he'd have his car wash privileges taken away.
Is that true, Chew?
Well, I was washing her car.
So then you have to get the Supreme.
Yeah. Does she have a rule about, like, you got to put the...
No, I cheaped out. I go with the cheap one. Why would you go with the Supreme? That stuff is just like, it's like Johnson rods. You know?
What's a Johnson rod? Wait, hold on.
No, when you go to the car.
Answer that if it's PC.
You go to the car fix it place and they're like, oh, yeah, your Johnson rod's all screwed up.
Don't you own car washes? Shouldn't you be like trying to convince people to upgrade the car wash? Don't you own some car washes around the state?
A little bit of cutting off your nose despite your face.
Ah, a little bit, I guess. I mean, would I want the guy working for us? Hell yeah. Yes. Yes, I would.
Oh, my goodness.
Where has Chewy been more inconsistent? What position he wants the Packers to take in the first round, or car wash employees?
You know what that means? Yeah. Re-Chew is going to be a doozy.
Oh, boy.
All right. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I want to get to this Barry Alvarez conversation that Wilde and Tausch had yesterday on their show, because did it raise eyebrows and ruffle feathers? It did. We'll talk about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.